He says he prefers to witness in the street than before the church. The theme of the message this morning is to turn your eyes towards Jesus. I'm going to read Psalm 145, verses 1 to 12. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honour of your majesty and of your wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of your terrible acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of the kingdom, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. We're going to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the grace which you give each one of us to allow us to be gathered together in your name and to understand, to turn our eyes towards you. Open our heart today, open our spirit to listen to your word. Senor, we put it, Lord, we put everything in your hands. Avec you, with you, all is possible. Amen. Praise. That is the title of this psalm which we have read. And the six earlier psalms are the same. They concentrate on worship. Psalm 145 to 150. David gives us a regular lesson in perseverance. Each year there is to continue. David is full of adoration and praise. We see that the adoration is not reserved just for the Sunday or to come to church. When we become Christian, we have due who will see the best for us. But to turn our eyes towards the Senior when difficulties are here, it's different. I would like to use this term to understand what is the person of God like. When I say God is not in Fermi, when it's not in the cupboard, he's there for us when things are bad. The action of God is there for each generation in history. He doesn't pass only on his people, but he's listening to each generation. He's there for each generation. When the psalmist sings the greatness of God, it's because of the intervention in the distress and the problems of men. Sometimes when we are difficult, in the difficulties that we are in, God understands each difficulty that we come into. David understands that each day he is there to help, to understand us and to help us. David understood that God was there for each time that he needed him. Sometimes to praise the Lord when we are in trouble is not always easy. But God blesses us in our distress. to suffer for Christ is a grace that is given us to suffer for him. It's not easy, but rejoice in the Lord in whatever our circumstances. In Philippians 4:4, Paul could say he was in prison, and for him it was a joy for him to suffer for the Lord. Are we able to say that, whatever we are in, that we have the grace of God? Rejoice always in the Lord. The Lord has saved us, and that should be a reason to rejoice. Paul, when he was in prison, he addressed the persecuted Christian, and he spoke of joy. He spoke of joy, and it was the proof of God that he benefited from the grace of God. Rejoice you always in the Lord. This instruction was given to realize always. When we have the moments in our life of suffering, when we have the moments of persecution, the moments of suffering, the sufferings of all sorts, we're to rejoice in each situation. It's not always human to understand that. Circumstances change, but Lord never changes. The source of our joy should be in the Lord, and if it is, we are able to resist the storms in our life. How many martyrs demonstrated from the start of Christianity? The Lord invited us to turn our eyes towards him. Paul was in the same combat, but by the grace of the cross that had happened to him, he was able to suffer in the same warfare as us. Paul said to suffer for Christ helped us to understand the grace of God. To suffer for Christ is difficult. To go into warfare for Christ is difficulty, but we've also always got to God with us. We look to Christ to give us the grace to be able to understand in each difficulty, to be able to worship him in each difficulty in life. There's a little anecdote which arrives when we're at the school. When Isabel was at the school, our daughter, I'm sure she will excuse me to talk about this. She rolled the return to school, and every morning I used to take her and bring her back each day. One evening there was no Isabel. I looked everywhere for her, asked the teacher, her friends at school, nobody knew where she was. I hoped that she would return, and when I returned to work the morning of the 29th October, I took her in my arms and welcomed her back. Says, "I've looked everywhere for you, but not found you." I looked towards the Lord, and when I said to her, Isabel wasn't there, but you found her, and that was the grace of God, and I was able to rejoice that I had found her. I'd completely forgotten that she had said she was going to come home herself, but with the grace of God in our hearts, we can give thanks that we found her. The same I can say that a bad moment on the 29th of October 1993. we don't know what a day is going to bring forth. Every day I went to work with Diddy. He says I wouldn't know that 2 hours afterwards I was going to pass 4 months in hospital. We were working on the roof and I fell from 8 metres off the roof right onto the road. I won't go into the details, but all I would say to you that with interior peace, with peace inside, I was able to go through the suffering when I went. After 13 days on my back in a private room, I thought my time, it might have been a dream, but in my room after each day, I was able to give thanks to each person in the church for their prayers, and I know that it was by prayer it's able to listen to the message that I had. Excuse me for the voice which cuts, but sometimes I have difficulty to talk with all the ribs broken. It was difficult to speak, but it was I would like to give thanks for all the prayer that I registered in my room, and this is the cassette that Rennie registered in his bedroom when he's giving thanks for all the prayers and the thoughts that it was a punishment from God, but it wasn't. He says, for me, I could not think of anything else. But I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the prayers. But why did you allow me to go through this suffering? Because I didn't understand at the beginning why it was for me. But after everything that I've been through, I appreciate the Saviour and appreciate all the prayers of the people in the church. I'm living proof today of the spectacular healing of God in my life. I'm a champion of faith today because of what God did for me in my distress. I would like to think it's true that I had the moments when I thought I was wanting to pass out of the suffering, but God has brought me through it. But God loves me and helps me on our road. It gave me the force and the courage to rest in Him. I would like to take you on the same route to say that God will help you in every circumstance. Because everything that passed in those few seconds when lying on the ground, I prayed to the Lord that He would help me, that He would give me the force and the strength to overcome what I was in my life. I thank God for His grace, for His bounty that He's given me in my life, and given me the life that I have just until today. It showed me that God has a plan for me that didn't cause me parting for heaven on the day of my accident. One day with Annie and Isabel, I said that we, passing through times difficult, But this is the profound experience of Christians, that we rest fidel, that we rest loyal to God in our lives. That God, we hear God's voice saying that I am always with you. After this time, God said to me, don't cry, because I am with you in all your distress. I felt so bad that I said to God, we are not here in deep experience. Our Lord is always with us. He's going to deliver us throughout all our circumstances. I think that each Christian that we need to, with the testimony of today, that we need to think that God is with us more than we can ever think. If we are ready to listen, to support, to take his promises, that he will never leave us or forsake us. He says, I will be with you just until the end of time. I have a brother and a sister who understand the faith. He said he wants the Lord to bless each one of us. That was from an original cassette. Sorry, it was a bit difficult to translate. That it's a punishment of God for me, but I didn't think of anything else for God. But when I went through this, it was a positive experience. I had a second chance. No, it wasn't that at all. The life that we have is given to us by God. It was in a spectacular manner that God was with us, and it was an honour for me to go through the suffering that I went through. God's got different ways of speaking to us, but when we arrive sometimes with a dream, with joy, with the proof that God is with us in our road to pull us towards him, take time to think if we are reflect all the time on the goodness that God has given us. Use patience towards us. For the faithful, it's an invitation to serve him more deeply, to live more closely towards him. What are we doing for God in this time that he's given us in this earth? is God really our priority in our life? When I give you this testimony of me in the hospital, it's to encourage you to be one time per week, and two times per week the priest arrived and said that the sunshine was good, or if it rained it was bad, but he'd never said a word about the Saviour. One time I had an opportunity to pass to speak to him. He said, "Oh, you poor mister, you're there as if you've been crucified." But he says, "I've not had the occasion." He says, "What I said to him was, yes, I'm here because close to me I have someone who's crucified, who's given his life for you and for me." You understand what his remorse? He left very quickly without even saying goodbye. That was the priest. The week after, when he came back again, he demanded if I was a Christian. And I gave him the witness, the testimony of my faith. Told him how I had met the Lord. Jude is nothing by chance. We've got to accept him by faith and understand that he's there for us. We've got to understand and discern the work of God. In Isaiah 55:8, he says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my words are not your words," said the voice of the Lord. When people pass in the prosperity, sometimes it's the Lord is going to complete his job, that all his family is going to complete. Job had experienced the awful elements in his life. He lost everything, all his sheep he lost, all his crops he lost all his children. He had sores on his body, and after the instructions he said he understood God, he understood it was the intervention of God in his life. God prospered him, but it wasn't the result of his efforts. It was a result of what God had done in his life. It was a result of circumstances favourable in his life. But he accepted it was God, the sovereignty of God in his life, that helped him to recover his life. Have you received the goodness of God in your life? Sometimes we receive the bad, but it doesn't come from God. But when we have the bad days and the good days, like Job, he still rejoiced in the Lord, and we will bless his name throughout all eternity. But sometimes when we accept God's voice, it's not always favourable. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes we do something, changes in our lives, an accident, illness in our lives. But we've got to accept that it comes from God. Sometimes God, it's essential for us to pass through these things for God to put us in his service for him in time. That's what we would say to leave with you as we finish. We've got to give thanks to God for all the joys that he gives us in our lives, but also give thanks for everything that happens in our lives. Rejoice for the joy that he gives us, and also rejoice for the tears that he gives us, and it's not to upset us. Amen. We're going to sing From the Cross, Your Grace Comes. Sunday.